Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 637, The Habit Action List, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to the podcast where blogs are read to you so that you can take a break from staring at a screen. For now, let's hear another post from Zen Habits as we optimize your life. The Habit Action List by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. There are a ton of people who read self-improvement blogs and books, but never put them into action. They engage what's sometimes called self-improvement. I've done this myself in the past. It was a form of fantasizing about how I was going to make my life better, get my together. But I didn't take action because I was too busy right that moment, so I'd bookmark the article for later. Later never comes. I didn't have time for a new big project, and this change seemed too big. I didn't really believe I could do it, because whoever was writing was probably more disciplined than I was. I was looking for inspiration, but didn't have the energy to actually implement. I planned to do it, but never actually made the time. Amazingly, I overcame all of that. I actually started changing my life back in 2005, one habit at a time. I started the ball rolling and found success and kept going after that. I'm still changing habits today, a little step at a time, but looking back on all the changes I've made, my life is unrecognizable from when I started. I figured out how to go from reading about changes to actually taking action. What works to create action? Asking myself these questions. Number one, is there a small action I can take right now? Maybe I can put something on the calendar, email a friend for accountability, write a blog post about it, start writing out an action plan. If there isn't a small action I can do right now, I might mark it on an idea list, but in truth, it probably won't be implemented. Number two, am I willing to commit to this for a month? Maybe I have too much going on in my life, so there's really no room for a new habit or life change. Again, I can add it to the ideal list, but if I'm not willing to commit for a month, not necessarily now, but in the near future, then this isn't important enough to me. Number three, if I do this every day, what change will result? If I write every day, perhaps it will build my career and help people. If I exercise, I'll get healthier and in better shape. If I eat healthy, I'll get healthier. If I meditate, I'll be more mindful during the day. Small actions add up to larger results. Number four, does this have major meaning in my life? Sometimes the larger results, health, mindfulness, career, helping people, are meaningful. Other times, maybe not as much, for my life at least. A new change has to pass this test. I'll often also ask, would the change be more meaningful than the things I'm already doing? If not, I stick to what I'm doing, of course. Number five, does the pain of not doing it outweigh the fear of doing it? Usually we don't take action because we're afraid that we'll fail, that we won't be good enough, that we'll embarrass ourselves. This fear is actual pain, and so we avoid it. But not taking action also can result in pain. Letting myself get unhealthier by eating junk food, for example, might make me feel much worse physically and mentally than the healthy eating changes I'm afraid of. Often we don't take action until the answer to this question is clearly yes. Number 6, can I make this a 2 or 5 minute action? Honestly, I don't have time in my life for something that will take an hour or 3 each day. I already have a lot in my life. But if I can boil a change down to a small action, at least to start with, then I can find the energy, motivation, and time to get started. Once it becomes a habit, I can expand on it if I really like it. An example, I started running just 5 minutes a day and slowly increased it until I ran a marathon at the end of a year of running. Number 7, when will I carve out time? This is a really key question. It's not enough to say, I'm going to meditate for 2 minutes a day starting tomorrow. You have to say when exactly that will happen. The exact time of day isn't important, 6:07 a.m., but when in your daily routine, immediately upon waking or right after I shower, for example, you have to commit to this time, carve it out, make it happen. Number 8, how can I hold myself accountable? This is another huge factor. If I don't create accountability, I'm probably not committed and it probably won't last long. Accountability creates the environment for your habit to succeed. Some examples of accountability, commit to a friend, post weekly updates on Facebook or Twitter, blog about it, join a challenge with your family or coworkers, or join an accountability team in the Sea Change program. Number 9, can I give myself early small successes? This helps overcome the I don't believe I can do it problem, along with starting with just 2 or 5 minutes, which makes it so easy you know you can do it. If you give yourself small successes, you'll feel motivated to continue. If you fail a lot, which happens when people start with 20 or 30 minutes, you'll get demotivated. Small successes, reporting to your friend that you did 5 minutes today, checking off your morning run on a social running app, posting your writing to a blog that other people will see. Number 10, how will I make sure not to forget? Another key, most people say they'll do a new habit and then forget most days because they haven't fully committed themselves or they haven't found a way to remember. Some possibilities, send yourself a daily reminder, have an alarm clock or calendar event set up, put a huge note somewhere you won't forget, put a sticky note on your laptop, have your spouse or roommate remind you each morning, put your running shoes or meditation cushion in front of your bedroom door so you won't miss it. If I can run through all of these questions, I'll actually take action on a new change that I've read about, and it will very likely be a success. What action will you commit to right now? You just listened to the post titled The Habit Action List by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I'll leave you there for today. Have a great Friday, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.